What does it mean? I mean, I think right now during this process, not something I think about too much. You know, right now just focusing on one thing at a time. Definitely think something that, you know, later on in life I'll be able to look at and, you know, just look back at it and just, you know, definitely have positive thoughts about it. Yeah, definitely talk to me before I came out here. Just giving me advice, you know what I mean, letting me know how it's going to go and just getting me prepared for it. My knee doing really well. Feel like I'm about 90%. You know, I'm doing pretty much everything, doing a lot of drills, doing cutting, planning, things like that. Just working on getting that power back. But other than that, you know, the motions and everything that I do feels really well. Man, it was rough. I actually just got back from the hospital.
When did you start?
I mean, we started this morning. I probably went to the hospital maybe around 12, and I just literally got back over here. So, I mean, definitely that's what I expected, you know, just coming off the knee surgery and having my wrist surgery. So, no, I mean, it wasn't too bad.
MRIs,
CT scans, all that stuff. Yes, sir. I will not. I'll do the bench press, but no on-the-field workouts. I will. Kendall Fuller is.
Why?
I mean, just little things. You know, I think all of us do little things right, man. We all work hard. We're all competitors. You know, we all carry ourselves right on the field and off the field. I can say that I'm the best, but I can't say why, just because I respect all of their games just as much as mine. So, but I'll definitely say that I'm the best. Not a lot, man. But we definitely.
What do you talk about? Do you talk about football?
Yeah, we talk about football. Talk about life. Talk trash all the time. You know, we'll have a little thing where, you know, all of us will find a hobby that we like, and just if one person finds one, even if you don't like it, you got to try to get it just so you can beat them. But you know, anytime we get around each other, which isn't a lot, you know, just because of, you know, them having their schedules and me having my schedule, but anytime we get around each other, it's definitely fun.
Can you give us an example of a hobby?
My hobby, I picked up bowling. Probably during the summer, I picked up bowling, and they won't let me hear the end of it. If I lose a game, then I'll hear it the whole week. I know Kyle's a big golfer. I haven't been able to pick it up yet, but my oldest brother, Vinny, he's at him all the time. But just little things like that. I think about it a little bit, not too much to be honest. I definitely know that it's amazing, but I think I'll appreciate it a lot more when I get older. I'm gonna say the Fullers. you would expect me to say Gronkowski's? Who's the best dresser?
Best trash talker.
I'm gonna say me. None of us talk trash. I don't think any of us talk trash on the field. But to them, I'll talk trash all day. I mean, I'm the youngest brother, so I got to talk trash.
Who would beat up on you the most?
I'll say Corey beat up on me the most. But I think I got it. I got it bad when I was younger. Got it bad. Just to have fun. Enjoy it. You know, it's definitely a stressful process. But, you know, just not something that a lot of guys can come to. Not an opportunity that a lot of guys get. So just enjoy it. Make the most of it, and just have fun. Yeah. Their influence has always been, you know, special. You know, my father, you know, he kind of set the foundation for us. You know, he always had us in basketball, football, track every season. You know, we weren't getting any breaks. And, you know, he always pushed us to be the best, you know, not only – in our neighborhood or in the state, but in the country. And, you know, I think that kind of stuck with us and drove us to always work on being the best.
How difficult was it for you having to shut down earlier this season and, you know, knowing that you had a pretty high draft stock?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you approach, you know, trying to get back to that?
Yeah, it was tough, man. I know going into the surgery, I thought I was going to maybe be out for 3 to 4 weeks. You know, they just planned on scoping out the meniscus. So, you know, I had all the intentions on coming back and, you know, getting out and finding out that I had the microfracture done. It was definitely tough, but, just positive about it, still trying to be a leader, you know, especially in the secondary, being a veteran guy, you know, helping out our younger guys, you know, getting them in the film room, trying to coach them up and things like that. So, you know, just taking it out how it was. Film study. I say film study is big, you know, just a lot of instincts, being around the game so long, you know, watching my brothers. But I would definitely say those are the two biggest things, just instincts, having a good feel for the game, and, you know, being able to go in the film room, break things down, and just being able to key on the little things.
Like, what wide receiver splits, you know, when you look at those
high
things, how important is that to look at
having a clue? It tells everything sometimes, especially at the college level. I can remember watching film some games and just look like, how do these other defenses not see this? You know, we break things down, you know, so much where, you know, we were making plays in the film room. So it was definitely important for us. He had a big impact. You know, I think anybody who went to Virginia Tech will tell you that, you know, he always preached on, you know, just being a good guy, you know, doing the little things right. And that's something that, you know, you can take with you for a lifetime.
Can you compare and contrast your style and Kyle's as a corner?
I think we're so much alike. It's kind of weird how much we're alike. You know, I'll see pictures, you know, from when he was at Tech to when I was at Tech, and the pictures look identical. You know, both of us are competitors. Both of us are instinctual, physical, ready to come downhill, make tackles, great ball skills, things like that. So it's so much alike. I know, I mean, coming into Virginia Tech as a freshman, you know, I was doing anything that he did. So, you know, I'm not surprised. We got some good guys. You know what I mean? You got Jalen, you got McKenzie, Vernon, Eli, me. But, you know, I expect anybody, you know, I know those guys personally coming out with them. You know, I expect all those guys to come out here and say they're the best corner. You know, that's the competitive nature that they have. You know what I mean? That's why we all respect each other. But, you know, I'm going to also say that I'm the best corner coming out in the country. I'm just working on it, you know, in the summer, you know, in the spring, when you got time to just focus on your game, you know, just repping it, just doing it, whatever you can to try to perfect it.
What are some of the questions you get from coaches where, you know, they don't have this season where the game goes and, you know, they didn't get to be out there? And how has that evaluation process been going for you?
I think mainly just asking about my health, you know, just seeing where I am and my recovery and things like that. I know I start my formal interviews tonight, so I know I'll definitely start getting more questions, but, you know, mainly asking about my health. I want to. I think I can. I'm not going to say that I am yet. You know, I definitely plan on doing something before the draft, whether it's my pro day or, you know, my own personal pro day later on, anytime before the draft. School pro day is March 16th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know Tech, it was, I think, out of a lot of schools that I saw, we played a lot of, you know, outside leverage. So, you know, if we watched film and we saw that, you know, with a certain split, you were running deep, you know, my coach was big on putting us outside leverage so that we can easily see the ball. I think my sophomore year, you know, with my wrist injury, you know, in camp I kind of had a habit of not trying to use it. So it kind of got me in a trail technique a little bit too often, which, you know, once you get in the trail technique, you know what I mean, you're kind of in catch-up mode, and, you know, sometimes the best thing to do is to play through the hands. Man, we haven't talked about it. You know, the only thing he mentioned really was he was like, bro, it's going to be weird, you know what I mean, you having interviews with all my coaches and sitting down with them. But I thought about it a couple of times, and it'll definitely be fun. All the time. I want to say almost just like us, an instinctual guy. I want to say Vinny was a lot bigger than me and Kyle maybe. You know what I mean? He was played a little bit of safety and corner, a versatile guy. You can put him at corner, safety, nickel. But Vinny, I think, out of all of us, you know, he kind of worked. He was the hardest worker and really, you know what I mean, pushed us to work to be great. Yeah, definitely. I know, I want to say he played the Ravens one time, but unfortunately he got hurt on the opening kickoff, but definitely made a couple games.
What would it mean for you to stay in the DMV area if you played the Redskins or the
Ravens? That would definitely be cool. You know, to be honest, not something you think about a lot, about which team you go to, which team you want to go to. Just a blessing to be able to have this opportunity, man, and just be able to play the game that you love and just, you know what I mean, be out there and compete.
Kennedy, your personality seems very different than Kyle's. Is it?
Not too much. I think both of us at times, you know, can be very nonchalant, very laid back, and at other times can be, you know what I mean, talkative, things like that. So I don't think it's too much. Say it again. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, once you get out of the team, you know, my main objective is to get on the field and make an impact. You know, if the team thinks that that's the best decision for me, you know, that's something I'm going to have to live with, and I'm going to go out there, compete, do whatever I can. Nickel is fun. I know my freshman year, whenever we ran regular defense, like 12 personnel, you know, I would be the field corner, Kyle would be the boundary corner, and then when we came in 11 personnel nickel, I moved to the nickel. And just, you know what I mean, you get to go in there, blitz, get knocked down by the lineman sometimes, which can be fun sometimes, but nickel is definitely fun. You can definitely be a little bit more, you know, aggressive. You know, at Tech, at Nickel, you know, you can kind of freelance a little bit. You know, you didn't have too many things that you had to focus on. You can kind of just be out there, float around. So that was definitely fun.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.